I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Non-native species in Montana have a way of making their presence known.
Trooper Matt Finley says the driver of a vehicle swerved to avoid hitting a kangaroo. Yes, a kangaroo on the road.
KULR8 covered this news item from near the Fort Belknap Reservation in June. It's a dramatic example of the impacts of invasive species. But land and water managers in Montana are less concerned about celebrity appearances from marsupials from down under than they are about aligning state, tribal, county, and federal protocols for keeping weeds and pests at bay. The Montana Invasive Species Council is traveling around the state this summer, sharing its findings and getting feedback on a recent review of the state's invasive species laws and regulations. Governor Steve Bullock created the council in 2015 to identify priority invasive species issues and make recommendations to improve management. Bryce Christians is the council's chair and Missoula County's weed district manager.
I think what we found more than anything else in this law review is an interest in making a larger invasive species conversation with all of the stakeholders, and how do we give people the appropriate authority and the funding that they need to accomplish what they want to on the ground.
Christians says the review found a couple minor gaps that would make it easier for agencies to enforce state law, like setting a minimum fine for people who drive past boat inspection stations.
The current penalties now are the same as a basic traffic violation. People only have like an $85 charge, and a lot of stakeholders across the state were very concerned that that still isn't sending the message.
He says another sticking point is that Montana's approach to invasive species prevention and management is siloed.
You have your tree pest issues, your terrestrial noxious weed issues, and your aquatic issues all kind of working in separate departments or working on kind of the same types of issues, but for their species.
For example, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks currently manages aquatic invasive species, but counties and the State Department of Agriculture handle weeds on land. Christian says agencies could get more bang for their buck if they were all working off the same species lists.
So when we're talking about watercraft inspection stations, maybe we can be talking about inspection stations that are also looking for firewood that's infested with tree pests or hay that's contaminated with noxious weeds.
Christians ran these ideas by a dozen land managers in Browning Tuesday at the first of four public meetings that cover the law review, invasive species funding, and regulations and enforcement. The group supported setting a minimum fine for driving past a boat check station, but they had a lot of questions about creating a comprehensive or all taxa invasive species list. Mark Cordy is Teton County's weed district coordinator.
I just see the enforcement end of it being a nightmare.
Yeah.
I see the value in the education of it and, you know, bringing it all up in front of people's faces. But in the end, you're going to have to enforce that or it isn't going to matter.
Donna Rutherford is the director of the Blackfeet Nation's Fish and Wildlife Department. She's also a member of the Montana Invasive Species Council. She's currently drafting a noxious weed list for the tribe, and she says it won't entirely match the state's existing list.
Some of the species that are on the invasive species list for the state may be some plants that are being used by practitioners on the reservation, folks collecting herbs for medicinal use or cultural use, ceremonial use.
Jay Monroe is the Blackfeet Nation's Aquatic Invasive Species Program Manager. He runs the tribe's boat inspection stations. And he says the current protocol would have to be changed if his inspectors, who currently check for invasive mussels and plants, were to add firewood and hay to their list.
And to be able to really dig into that, I'm not saying it can't be done, but you're definitely going to have to have the area to do it.
Yeah.
You know, roadside inspection station is not the place for it.
For any prevention or management program to work, Monroe says the public needs to take responsibility, too.
You know, if we all take ownership into this program and say, hey, no, I can change this the way I do this, or I can change the way I do this, then, you know, it's going to take a turn. You know, allow that person to have that ownership to where that's going to directly relate to them on how, hey, you know, if I change my habits, this is how this is going to be better.
These perceived challenges and benefits will guide the Montana Invasive Species Council as it prepares potential draft legislation for the 2019 legislative session and puts together its speakers and topics for the upcoming Governor's Summit in November. MISC will hold three more open houses in Billings, Fort Peck, and Kalispell later this summer. It will also accept comments on its law review and other invasive species issues online. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. In Browning, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.